Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We survived Snowmageddon, and maybe we're now back looking at a little bit of spring coming our way. But you are listening to Grilling Guys, and it is Saturday. So get out, put your feet on the floor, and get out in the backyard and maybe fire up a grill or a smoker. Barbecue Bob, I think, has been on permanent vacation the last couple months. But this one is spring break with his family. He's got a senior in high school, and it's her last spring break with mom and dad. So Barbecue Bob is out, but in a very good stroke of luck, I was able to get a hold of my good friend Tim Sobey, the proprietor and butcher extraordinaire from Sobey Meats. And Tim is sitting in the chair for Barbecue Bob. Tim, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for scraping the bottom of the bone barrel to get me here today.
Well, if I thought that was the case, it'd still be a great thing. But appreciate you making time, because if you've listened to the Grilling Guys at all, you know that Tim has been a longtime supporter of this show, but also just a tremendous asset on our board of directors to just keep us right and straight when it comes to talking about fresh meat of any kind. Tim, Your butcher shop, Tim, there's a really nice story about that, and I know you're very humble, but you and Teresa were in another career, and when the recession hit, take it from there, right?
So I was downsized from Steelcase,
right?
And Teresa was at Hartford Insurance for 27 years,
right?
Downsized, so we were both unemployed at the same time, and put our faith where it was, and one thing led to another. We were able to get our meat market opened up, and it'll be 13 years this May that we've been in business. We got a big celebration we can talk about another time, but that's a big hoopla going on in May.
Yeah, well, and you know that the Grilling Guys will be a part of that.
Yeah.
We always are. It's a great celebration, but in your humble way, you started out with you and Teresa with you knew you had some skills cutting meat, but you'd never run a meat store before, and it's like, well, we're all in, honey. What are we going to do, right? And 13 years later, and I don't know how many employees you got, but you got a beautiful shop. And there's lots of them running around, and your reputation precedes you all over West Michigan. You got competition barbecue teams that specifically buy their meat from you. So I'm just saying, you know, hats off to you and Teresa. What a wonderful story it's been.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's cool. So having said that, I was out last week and went down to Kansas City. It was actually a couple weeks ago, but spread it out into a little bit of a Grilling Guys business trip. And went down there to watch the regional finals. Michigan was there, although everybody knows I'm a Sparty. But Michigan was down there. They lost to Oregon, who ultimately lost in the Final Four. And as the story goes, everybody knows who the winner was. But at the end of the day, I was fortunate enough to spend some time in Kansas City at some barbecue joints. And I went to a place called Jack Stack. And there's four of them around the metro city area, but there were two things that I picked up there that were just fabulous, and one of them were the burnt ends. It seems that every barbecue restaurant in Kansas City has they all claim they have the best burnt ends. And really what that is it's their whole brisket that they cook, and then the flat seems to get done sooner than the point, right? The flat is thinner, the point is thicker. So what they do is they take the first few inches of that flat and chunk it up into like inch and a half by inch and a half cubes after it's smoked, put it back on a grill and kind of char it a little bit, and then roll it in their sauce, whatever their sauce is, and they serve this as a dish specifically called burnt ends. And it's almost, I think it, what I saw there were more orders of burnt ends going out of there than there was the sliced brisket. or any other way that they were serving brisket. It seems that these burnt ends were just the thing. They made them into sandwiches. They served them just in the chunks with the sauce as a meat entree. But the barbecue teams that come in and talk to you, are they serving burnt ends with their brisket, or are they doing it just largely for the sliced part?
No, they also have the burnt ends. And as you're talking, going through that, my mouth is watering. Yeah. They are to die for. If you've never tried them, it's a must. You have got to try the burnt ends.
Yeah, and they're it's just a product, a byproduct of the smoke, because that flat is thinner. It gets done quicker. And they smoke the whole brisket, right? And they're looking for the point, or the decal and the flat is together on the point. It's the thicker end of that brisket. Now, Tim, when people shop for briskets, what are the average sizes of those? Because when this isn't something you come and buy by the pound. You kind of buy the whole thing, right?
Yeah, it seems like, I'm going to say novices, those first-timers. And another Christmas season went through where it was amazing how many of our customers got smokers for Christmas. Now they're trying those out, so they might get just a flat chunk, and maybe it's anywhere 3 to 6 pounds, 7 pounds, and they'll try just the flat to kind of temperature test things. It's the same thickness all the way through, start honing their skills a little bit. Then when they run a couple of them, they think, boy, I can do that. It's not a monumental task.
Right.
Now let's go for the whole brisket and with the point on there. And that is really succulent meat in that point.
Yeah, and so the whole brisket with the point, those are what, 10 to 16 pounds, depending on the size of the one that you get. And I think that Cowboy Rob Russell from Kansas, saw him while I was down there as well, and Bob had him on the show last week. And not to be redundant, but his tip is get that thing to 160 in your smoker. It stopped taking smoke at about 140, so you get it up to 160, and then he recommends that you wrap them, and you wrap it in tin foil, and then bring it up to 200 degrees, the point, the thick part, so that if you get that to 200 degrees and you got that foil over top of it, it's locked in some of that moisture, and it just makes it a little more moist. Now, when I was down in Kansas City, there was no tin foil anywhere, right? These things were stacked up as full as they could get them inside these big commercial smokers that they had down there. And they were just cooking them till 200 degrees was the magic temperature that they were doing in that point. But that's what caused the ends to get burnt, because that was like 220, because it's thinner when you get that point up to 200. So interesting little thing. But anyway, the other thing that I saw down there was this stuff called cheesy corn. And I'm like, man, now that is a full-figured, friendly piece of side dish. I said, I got to have me some of that. Have you ever had anything like that?
Not that one. We've had some other one. It was in like a bread.
Yeah, no, this was actually like it was creamed corn style, but it was whole kernel corn.
Okay.
It wasn't creamed, but it had equal parts of cream cheese and cheddar cheese, and then a little flour and milk to thicken it up a little bit, kernel corn and butter.
Wow.
Okay. They mixed all the ingredients other than the corn together. The cheese has got it all melted with the butter, the flour in there to thicken it a little bit. They poured in a bunch of corn, and then they put it in a casserole bowl, and they just baked it for about 45 minutes. So it had a little bit of crust on it with that cheese, and they served it in a little crock. Now my mouth's watering.
I'm thinking that would be so horrible if you added bacon to that.
Yeah.
Or burn ends.
Right, yeah, exactly. they had ham as an option in it, but you're right. The bacon would be fabulous.
Yeah.
Man. What's wrong with bacon, right?
Bacon goes good with bacon.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing better than bacon except more bacon. But anyway, coming up next, Tim, what I'd like to do is run up and down your meat counter, if you would, because I want to talk about some different kinds of beef and the cuts for grilling versus smoking and things like that. You listen to Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.